ABC Radio Australia.
We're starting in Vanuatu this morning, where a controversial bylaw has sparked outrage last week. The Shifa Provincial Council moved to ban women who are menstruating from preparing or selling food, a rule that has hit market vendors and roadside stores across Port Vila. But the story didn't end there. Over the weekend, there was a major development. Joining us now from Port Vila is ABC reporter Lily Rose Wellwell with the latest with that. Good morning, Lily Rose.
Good morning, Aki.
Well, look, late last week, we saw Prime Minister Jotham Napat, you know, enter the fray. What did he actually have to say about Shifa's province's new bylaw?
Well, that's right. The Prime Minister stepped in pretty quickly once the bylaw started making waves. His message was really firm. This isn't the way to regulate people's livelihood. He made it clear that while provinces have authority to manage market and public access spaces, rules that directly restrict how women sell goods, especially women who rely on these vendors to survive, crosses a line. So he said basically that the pylon needed a rethink and that any regulation should be supported, should support communities and not make life harder for them. And when the country's leader uses the tone, it puts pressure on the provinces, on the province to respond.
But not long afterwards, though, I believe Shifa province, they made a statement about this sort of particular section in the bylaw. Like, what did they actually say? Was there an apology at least?
They shifted their position in the statement. They said that they are going to revoke that controversial clause in the bylaw, the one limiting sitting and selling in public spaces, and importantly, they issued an apology. And you could tell they recognized the scale of the backlash, and they also noted that they didn't follow the processes to get their legal people to complete the processes and to get everybody involved and get the consultation on the bylaw before they pass it.
Lily Rose, what do you think was the change of heart then, you know, behind this whole statement by Shifa Province?
So it's public pressure. There's a lot of people who were not in support of the pylon when it first came out and was made public. Public pressure, once the issue is on social media, things heated up. The women were outspoken, especially those who sell goods at the market, the non-government organizations, women. So by the combination of grassroots voices, civil society, and even politicians, including the Prime Minister, stepping in, making it impossible for Shifa province to ignore.
Yeah, as you say, this issue would have created quite a public storm of controversy in Vanuatu. Can you maybe just take us through sort of what other sort of reactions there was? I know you did mention, probably rightly so, as a lot of women rights groups would have spoken up, right?
Yeah, and even, you know, women saying where the women trying to make a living, and why are they being pushed out, but his heated conversation online with women selling at the roadsides and markets, where some of the first people who speak up, many of them rely on daily sales to survive. So the idea of being panned because of the period was just unthinkable. Some experts, including Vanuatu scholars, who said it's neither the pilot is neither custom nor Christianity, and calling it as a superstition that punishes poor as women, and a lot of people resonated with that online and offline.
So again, are you saying that it was tied to culture and tradition? I mean, could you explain that a bit as to the reason for the section in the bylaw?
Yeah, so this is where the nuance came in. So the Shifa leaders actually said that the intention of the pilot was to protect cultural norms around public spaces in many parts of in some places in Vanuatu, women who are on their period are not allowed to prepare food. And it is a sensitive time. And in certain villages, women traditionally won't handle food in the sacred places like Nakamas while they are on their period. These are quite family or village or traditional practices. It's not written laws. But People tend to follow that in some areas, and it's not all of Vanuatu. So the idea behind the cloth didn't just come out of nowhere, but the custom isn't the same anywhere else in Vanuatu. Mm. And those beliefs aren't universally across Vanuatu. They weren't designed to modern urban setting like Vanuatu. So that's where, you know, when you take sensitive cultural idea and formalize it into law and applies it to all women that sell in those places, it also stops being culture and starts being discrimination, because they're only targeting market vendors and women selling on the side roads. And people are questioning, if you want to do it like for culturally, then if you're using that excuse as culture, then apply to even restaurant and other takeaways and all that. Why just target, you know, women selling on the road?
Mm. I'm just wondering, how would they have even known who would be on their period? Do you know what I mean? Respectfully, for these women who are just market vendors. Yes.
That was it got really heated online. And, you know, even women are like, so now you will have menstruation control offices. How would you know that women are actually on their periods? And, you know, there's no health or scientific proof to say that women on the period causes some health, you know, risk or something.
Mm. Yeah, seems very invasive. But Lily Rose, look, now that we've had sort of an apology, you know, and the particular section in the bylaw is being repealed, like, do we expect any more to then come out of this issue?
Yeah, so now they are going to follow the normal process. So on Friday, they have made the amendment and they have revoked that section in the bylaw as per the regulations. They have to put up the notice for 15 days period where people will have to have comments, and they can put their comments and they can be taken in and then being sent to the ministry and then to the state law before it can be recasted.